Well, here late, aren't you? Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. You're just so engrossed in your work, or maybe it's just that you've probably been here for what must have been 12 hours straight. You're probably doing my husband's work for him, even though he promoted the new girl over you. You do the work while he gets the big paycheck and the huge bonus, and the young, sexy trophy wife. Then he leaves work at 3 p.m. to go golfing, or at least that's what he says he's going to do. Except today he took a different car to work, but his oh-so-expensive golf clubs are in the first car. He's been at the golf course for hours now, and somehow he never missed them. Of course I understand he's cheating on me. I can't be really all that surprised, I guess. After all, I'm the one he cheated with on his first wife. I'm not sure why I expected him to change when he dumped her and married me. It's like, after we got married, he lost all interest in me, and found some other woman to cheat with. I guess some girls let themselves be reduced by a flashy dresser with a lot of money to throw around. I guess I'm one of those girls. Well, I was at least. I've grown up quite a bit in the last year or so. Him? He's never going to change. He uses the same excuses on me that he used on his ex-wife, and he thinks I'm too stupid to notice. I guess I have myself to blame for that, too. I did play down my intelligence when I was around him. It seemed to be what he wanted. Looking back, I think I did become dumber from being with him. Thankfully, he's supposedly golfing, or allegedly at the gym, or on one of his so-called business trips so much that I've had time to smarten up a little. In fact, I've gotten smart enough where I realize I'm better off without him. So, I figured I'd stop by his office and leave the divorce papers on his desk. I've just picked them up from the lawyer, and it's closer here than it is to a McMansion out in the suburbs. I guess I don't want to go back there. I'd be leaving a lot of jewelry and nice clothes and other stuff behind, but that's all stuff he bought for me, either to buy sex before we were married or to keep me pacified once we were. But I had money saved from before I ever met him, and some of his gifts while he was cheating on me were cash, which I just put in the bank. He made me quit my job when we got married, but I know I can get a new one. I'm not even going to go for too much money from him in the divorce. I don't want a long, messy legal battle. I'm anxious to get him out of my life and start fresh as soon as possible. Wow, you've actually listened to me this entire time. You even appeared interested. I guess that's a lot more thoughtfulness than I've gotten from him in months. I guess I've been a little stirred for attention, which is why I told you all of that. I also can't help but notice all those phone numbers that you have stuck in the side of your cubicle. I even recognize some of them. The florist near my house, my favorite restaurants. I used to think his one saving grace was the roses he sent me every Friday. But I'm guessing he made you do that. All the romantic messages in them? I'm guessing that was all you do. My soon-to-be ex-husband isn't all that creative or romantic. I guess that blush means you're guilty of being the hopeless romantic. Funny how the only part of the man that I still liked wasn't even him. I should be even more upset that he's delegated even that little bit of our relationship. But instead, well, I feel relieved. I guess those little messages with the flowers were the one thing making it hard to let go of him. And now I feel free. So, I was going to let myself into his office and leave the paper on that ridiculously big desk he has. Like his curse, it's a way to compensate for his really small penis. I planned on him seeing them first thing when he came in the morning. He'll probably be too drunk when he comes home tonight to even notice I'm not home. It's not like we even sleep in the same room anymore, or that we've even had sex in a while. His mistress must keep him worn out. Sorry, I guess I'm not sure what to do with a man that actually listens to me, so I just keep talking. It's been long enough where I barely remember what to do with a man at all, if you catch my drift. But, maybe you'd be willing to refresh my memory. Like, right now, on his desk? I feel like I owe it to you, after all the nice messages you wrote me, and even if you were doing it for him. He delegated all the romantic things between us to you. He should have delegated the sex instead of just ignoring me. And this will give me some closure and a little bit of revenge. even if he never finds out about it. If it helps at all, I think he's cheating on me with the girl he promoted instead of you, despite doing all the work around here for him. Something tells me that you already knew how she got that promotion. Once I'm divorced from him, he'll probably marry her and make her quit a job too. So you'll have a chance at that promotion again. Unless there's another cute girl willing to sleep away to the top. So, take my hand and come with me. I promise it'll feel good, and not because you'll be getting revenge against him. Just like I will. All modesty aside, I'm quite good in bed. Or on a desk. Look at this! There's not even a picture of me on his desk or anywhere in this room! Guess I should stop being surprised by his lack of commitment to our marriage at this point. He obviously gave up long before I did. Well, a picture of me would be just another thing I'd have to push off his desk anyway. I don't plan on leaving anything on this thing after I leave, other than the divorce papers. And maybe some suspicious stains. If you don't mind, I'm going to leave this dress on. It's extremely short and insanely expensive, but both of those things were his idea, and I'm looking forward to ruining it. And these panties? I'll just leave them on the floor here. Let him wonder about those as well. Here, lift me up to the edge of the desk. Nice strong hands. My husband couldn't even carry me over the threshold. Maybe if he actually golfed or went to the gym as much as he claimed to, he'd be in better shape. But it's not like what he did instead was much exercise. 1 minute isn't enough for anyone to raise a sweat, and all those expensive cars he drives. More of his compensating for a small cock. But you're not. This revenge sex thing just keeps looking better and better. It's been so long since he actually had sex with me. Even longer since he satisfied me. I might enjoy this more on an emotional level. I definitely would enjoy it if he'd go down on me. He'd never do that for me, no matter how nicely I asked. Oh, it's been too long since I felt a tongue on my pussy. And yours is just as strong as the rest of you. You tease me so well, with your tongue flicking over it. And my clitoris. You are so eager to please me. Oh, what you're doing with your mouth makes me feel happier than anything my husband has done for months. Oh, you'll make me come if you keep that up. Oh, which normally I'd be all in favor of, but for my first non-mechanically assisted orgasm in almost a year, I wanted to be with a cock in me. A real cock from a real man. One who knows how to write a decent note to a woman. Or eat a pussy. Hopefully, that is just as good as fucking. Tell me, my helpless romantic office drone, are you good at fucking? Oh, good answer. You would prefer to show me rather than tell me. As much as I love sweet words, I love a man of action more. Especially slow, strong actions. I like how you're moving your cock in and out of me. You know how to treat a woman properly. To fuck her properly. Even if it is improper to make love to your boss's wife right on his desk. But that's what makes this all so delicious. Oh, I want you in me deeper. I want you harder. I've got so much pent-up lust in me, and you're the one that can set it free. Oh, just like I'm setting myself free from this marriage. Oh, but I don't even want to think about him anymore. He's just a distraction from you and your cock, and this pleasure you're giving me. Oh, if only I'd gotten to know you when I was working here, instead of being seduced by him. I won't make that mistake again. Oh, just a little more. Oh, you already did so much with your tongue, and my need is so great. The desk is becoming slippery from how aroused I am. And I keep sliding on it every time you pound yourself into me. Oh, but your strong hands on my waist keep me in place, and your cock drives me wild. Oh, I just needed you to take me that little bit further to make me come and come in me. Oh, please, my sweet, hopelessly romantic office drone. Oh, come in me. Be the first fluid I've had in over a year. Show that pathetic mouse of a man that dares to call himself our boss. Show him what a real man can do when given the chance. Come with me. Oh, you beautiful man, come with me. We made such a mess of his desk. Just like he made a mess of my life. But at least now I have a clean start. I'll go back to my hometown and start up a business of my own there, with my money and his. I don't know what yet, but I will know it will be a success. I have a good business sense, even if I have poor taste in men. Had rather. I think I'm getting better at that. I think I can be successful in both businesses and relationships. But I think I'll need a partner for both. I'm sure it won't be hard to pay more than my husband does, and there will be other fringe benefits. Perhaps you'll be interested in helping me with the position? After all, you've already aced the interview. I'll take that as a yes. Help me off his desk, then. I'll just leave these divorce papers behind, and then we can grab anything you want from your desk. I can leave his car out in the parking lot, and we can throw my bag in yours. Then I can leave him behind even sooner, and our future can begin that much sooner as well. So come along, babe. We've got a business empire to forge, and there's going to be a lot of sex, too. I hope you don't mind a little sexual harassment from your new boss. Because you'll definitely be able to sleep your way to the top.